It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe. I saw two clouds this morning, tangled by the rising sun, and in the dawn they floated on. Well, we've got lots of morning clouds lately, low clouds, but not much rain. Looks like May is off to a very dry start, and we've even got temps expected in the 70s next week. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He says we're now in the low cloud season. And I hate to say it, but it's a prequel of June gloom. We'll hear more about all that in just a bit. First, though, Cliff, let's hear the details on your forecast.
You bet. Well, we had an April that was a little bit cooler than normal and a little bit wetter than normal for most of the region. But things are going to change radically this week. A ridge of high pressure is building in, and it's going to stay in during the next week. And it's even going to amplify, giving us amazing temperatures by the time we get to Thursday and Friday. This weekend, a lot of low clouds. We'll start with low clouds on Saturday. Temperatures will only get up into the mid-60s because those clouds will keep us kind of cool. No rain at all. On Sunday, a weak disturbance is coming through and may rev up the clouds a bit. Again, temperatures getting up to the mid-60s. I think the north part of the region, Bellingham down to Everett, I think the clouds are going to really hold in during the day on Sunday. But it's going to be pretty much dry, except for a few showers maybe in the North Cascades. As we get into next week, though, things really happen. The ridge of high pressure gets stronger and extends northward during the week. And by the time we get to Wednesday and Thursday, we're going to start getting offshore flow. And I expect Thursday we're going to warm up to the mid-70s and potentially upper 70s, even near 80 in some places away from the water as we get to Friday. So amazing warm-up, not much precipitation. And I should say this is not unusual for May. Every May, pretty much, we have this period of big warm-up as we start getting some offshore flow.
And yet you're calling this low cloud season? Tell me more about that.
Right. Well, you know, notice the change outside. We have these clouds that are just hanging in, and maybe they'll burn out later in the day. These are relatively low clouds, stratus and stratocumulus. They're within the lowest 5,000 feet of the atmosphere. Now, amazingly enough, this is associated with high pressure. It's there because of high pressure. Normally, we have the high pressure off of California earlier in the season. This is called the East Pacific High. But during the spring, it amplifies and moves northward. And then we get a period where the high pressure is right offshore of us, and that produces low clouds. It does this in a few ways. One way, it's high pressure offshore, lower pressure inland. That tends to push the cool marine air in over western Washington. Also, the high pressure is associated with sinking air aloft. The air is sinking. Well, what that does is it tends to produce warming aloft because sinking air tends to get compressed and warms. And so we get an inversion that forms, an area of warming temperature with height that keeps the marine air in. It caps it off, prevents any kind of mixing out, and that's good for the clouds. Then on top of that, the high pressure tends to produce northerly winds from the north along the coast that causes upwelling. Cold water comes up from below, and that cold water tends to cool the atmosphere to saturation, and you get a lot of clouds. So high pressure, low clouds offshore, and it tends to push it right into us during this time of the year.
You've blogged about this, and you say that this low cloud period often stretches from May through mid-July?
That's right, with some breaks. Now, normally in May, we start getting the high pressure coming up, moving northward. But there's enough disturbances floating around that we can get some offshore flow. Once in a while, it breaks it up. So May is not such a bad month. We have the low clouds, but it gets broken up by periods like next week. But as we get into June, we have less of these disturbances coming in. We're getting more towards the summer. The jet stream is moving north, and the high pressure really tends to hold in place. And because of that, the low clouds tend to hold in place for much of the month of June. And so we have a very cloudy, kind of gunky month, and it's given the name June gloom. And that's what you can expect around here.
But these low clouds, they're not rain clouds. They don't produce a lot of rain, hence perhaps the gloomy title.
That's right, Bellamy. Generally, this kind of period is associated with high pressure with sinking air aloft, and that's bad for precipitation. The worst you might get is a little bit of light drizzle if these marine clouds get deep, but you're not going to get any real rain.
Some call it gloom. Might also just call it soft focus.
Well, whatever you call it, it's very typical around here, and it doesn't tend to break up authoritatively until mid-July.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.